On today's episode, there's somebody who did a video that is a little bit, I don't know, I have really these big doubts about the validity of this person who did the video that I'm going to discuss. You have to be really careful when you hear this guy's videos. So I'll let you judge for yourself. I'm not even going to say his name. I want to, you know, keep this anonymous.
Welcome to Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler's Health Show. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer-Wachler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Welcome back to my health show, and yesterday was a huge day. Yesterday was November 1st, and the book launched. Yes, finally. Oh my gosh, it's been 2 years in the making. My social media book influenced the impact of social media on our perception, and it is just getting great reviews already. We have so much love out there for the book, and I just so appreciate everybody who is enjoying it and supporting it and learning from it, because this is pretty much everything in me and the influencers that I interviewed. All 15 of them, many of those names you know, were so generous with all their time. And this book is really the culmination of all of our work over the last 2 years with all of our special insights. And I'm just so grateful that everybody's really, really loving the book. It's been 2 years in the making. It's finally out. Yay! So you can look at Amazon or anywhere you get books, Goodreads, Audible. I read the book for Audible in the studio. The link is in the show notes, but you can just search Amazon or any bookstore, any place you get books. It's everywhere now. So on today's episode, there's somebody who did a video that is a little bit, I don't know, I have really these big doubts about the validity of this person who did the video that I'm going to discuss. And it has to do with making your face asymmetrical by sleeping on one side. I mean, have you even heard of such a thing that you can actually make your face asymmetrical just by sleeping on one side? Well, in any case, let me play the video of this guy. And, you know, you have to be really careful when you hear this guy's videos. So I'll let you judge for yourself. I'm not even going to say his name. I want to, you know, keep this anonymous. Okay. So here we go.
Sleeping on one side of your face can make it asymmetrical by slowly moving your nose to the side over the ears. And that's not cap. My nose is slightly tilted. Which side do I sleep on?
I gotcha, didn't I? That's actually me. So I just thought it'd be really fun to do that one and talk about this point, because it's a real point. It is not cap, in fact. So even though it was a video that I was playing and you couldn't see it, but my nose actually does turn to one side. And I most of the time sleep on my left side. So my face, my left side of the face, is in the pillow. And what happens is the nose, which is largely cartilage, is getting pushed hours upon hours by the pillow. And over time, it actually turns a little bit. My nose turns a little bit to the right. Enough so that if you'd look at one of my, I even did a recent video flipping the screen back and forth, reversing the screen. And you can see the tip of my nose like bouncing back and forth as if it's twitching, but it's not. It's just the video reflecting that it's actually not straight down the middle. It's actually turned to the side. And it doesn't really bother me, but it was just an interesting finding, because I'd seen something a long time ago about this and I researched it. And there's actually some peer-reviewed papers that have been published about this. And on the other hand, if you would sleep on your back, that would be one way of avoiding having the nose turn to one side. People have asked me in response to this video, is there anything you can do to reverse it? And nobody's really done this type of study, but I think it makes sense that if your nose is turning to one side and your face is a little asymmetrical and it bothers you, keep in mind, you know, not everyone gets bothered by it, including myself. But if it does bother you, it would make sense to consider sleeping more on the other side. And this is something, by the way, that takes years and years to develop. It's not like you sleep on one side and you wake up and, oh my gosh, I'm asymmetrical. So like if you're a back sleeper and you sleep on one side like for a few days, like you're not going to notice a difference. But what I did do in the mirror is I actually had pushed my nose a little bit to the back to the left, just the tip. And it actually looked like it did temporarily move it back, actually. So again, I have no idea if I would do this like as an exercise, just like 20 times pushing my nose to one side, would it go backwards again? Actually, as I'm talking, I'm doing this in the mirror just to see that effect again. So we don't really know, but those are some things. If your nose is asymmetrical, then if your nose is pushed to one side because of the way you're sleeping, let us know if you try it sleeping on the other side, or you start doing some nose exercises, pushing it to the opposite side and it works. Let me know, tag me, send me a message. And if you are concerned, the simple solution, if you're symmetrical and you find yourself sleeping on one side, at least know that research shows that sleeping on the back will help prevent the face looking asymmetrical from that. And the reason why this works, whereas other types of things don't work, is because the nose is cartilage. And cartilage is relatively soft. It's firm, but it's not bone. You've heard me talk in the past when people are doing all these mewing videos, which is like pushing your tongue to the roof of your mouth, the hard palate, that they're changing the shape of their face. See, this completely is impossible because that's all bone, right? I mean, the facial structures, the skull is bone, and that's not going to have the same susceptibility like cartilage in the nose does. So yeah, that's one reason why all that mewing stuff is totally bogus and bunk, and there's no research behind it. And it's actually just anatomically impossible to be changing the bone structure. The only exception is, since we're talking about mewing and facial structure, is that kids, if they are mouth breathers over the years, that actually, because the bones are still susceptible before they form fully, almost like concrete getting cured. So the facial bones in kids can change with chronic mouth breathing. It does over time have the ability to change the bones. And you can see people with a little more of like a protruded jaw, you can see people more with a chin that's a bit protruded. They almost look like they have a long face. And that's as a result of mouth breathing. And you may have seen like where the chin looks a little bit, you know, pushed down and the face looks long, because it's actually known as long face syndrome, or the technical name is facial hyperdivergence. And it's where the facial features are elongated. And this does result from mouth breathing as one factor in kids. So, but again, as adults, nothing's going to be able to change that because the bones are static. The concrete has cured, so to speak. So there you have it. So what's in store for next week on The Health Show? We're going to talk about panic attacks, and can ice, and using ice in a certain way, can it help if you have a panic attack? So we're going to talk about that. So in the meantime, do check out the book, send some more love and appreciation for all the hard work and all the great things you're going to get out of reading the book or listening to the book on Amazon or Goodreads or anywhere else you get your books. And look forward to being with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler's Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Wachler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.